The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great today, Gil. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for being here. You remember last month, January, we got these new rules that mortgage lenders must follow to measure borrowers' ability to repay.
Yes, indeed. Lenders now have to check 8 different things on borrowers to make sure they're qualified, including things like monthly payments for other mortgage-related expenses, like, for example, property taxes.
Okay, and a lot of people think this is a great thing. These rules are meant to ensure we don't see a repeat of the mortgage crisis. That's good. Plus, they're designed to make it unpalatable for lenders to use risky loan products, such as those negative amortization loans where people are actually falling behind in their mortgages all the time.
Yes, the protections are definitely good. You know, gone are the days of those low-doc, no-doc loans. We used to call them toxic loans, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But there's also a flip side. You know, if you can't meet the 8 standards, you are going to find it harder to refinance or get a new mortgage.
Could be harder for some first-time buyers, for instance.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Young, said recently that the new rules would likely cut 5 to 7% of potential borrowers out of the market. Now, there are some exemptions that you can use to try again if you're turned down. So I thought we'd run through them. So let's say that you don't meet one or two of the 8 qualified mortgage checks. Or if say you want to go with a loan product that the rules discourage lenders from making.
Okay, what are your options then?
So in that case, you have a number of options. One is to go through your state housing finance authority. The state housing finance authority specializes in helping first-time and low- to moderate-income home buyers and homeowners. They'll often give you a below-market interest rate or the option of a down payment as small as 3%. In exchange, you'll likely have to agree to complete a financial education course and prove every penny of your income. Again, like I said, those low-doc, no-doc loans are gone. The reason these housing finance authorities are exempt from the rules is because historically these HFAs have had much lower rates of late payments and foreclosures than for-profit lenders, so they exempt them from the rules. Another option is to look for a loan with a very small bank. That is, the banks and credit unions that have less than $2 billion in assets and make 500 or fewer first mortgages a year.
Now, why are they exempt, Pamela?
Because they didn't make the risky loans that led to the high foreclosure rates during the mortgage crisis. Mm. They tend to be more conservative, and part of that is because they tend to hold on to the loans they make rather than selling them to investors. And that makes it easier for the bank to work with customers who run into financial trouble. Small lenders can even still make those balloon loans that were so popular in the bad old days, where you owe one big payment at the end of your loan. Now, a balloon loan has a lower monthly payment than a regular mortgage loan, and that's why they're attractive to some people. The catch is that the smaller lender has to hold on to your loan for at least 3 years and can't sell it into the secondary market. So you've got to persuade the bank that your mortgage is a good investment for them. Now, by the way, right now, any lender who meets the size rule can use the smaller lender exemption. Starting January 10th of 2016, only small lenders in rural underserved areas will get to use the exemption. So don't delay trying this avenue unless you live in a sparsely populated place.
You can also try for a government-guaranteed loan if your debt is higher than the new rules allow.
Right you are, Mr. Gross. The new rules say the maximum income you should be using for debt is 43%. You can go over the 43% limit if your loan is guaranteed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, the VA, or the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Housing Loan Program. Now, a fourth option is community development nonprofits that work with low and moderate income borrowers. As long as they don't make more than 200 loans a year, they can create special loan programs to help the people in their communities. They don't have to follow the new mortgage rules. So community development financial institutions set up shop in areas undergoing revitalization. That's often how that happens. And they target a particular community for assistance, including homebuyer incentives.
Okay, what if you're in what would be deemed an unfair loan now?
So if you want to refinance into a safer loan, your lender doesn't have to follow the 8 standards when it gives you a better loan. That's good news. But there's an exemption from the ability to repay standards when a lender is moving a borrower out of an adjustable rate mortgage that's about to adjust to a much higher payment, an interest-only loan, or a loan with negative amortization, meaning the amount you owe can go up even if you make all your payments. Your new standard loan, then, has to have a fixed rate for the first 5 years. It must lower your monthly payment, and it can't have fees more than 3% of the amount you're borrowing. And by the way, the new mortgage rules don't apply to all loans. It specifically doesn't include open-ended loans like HELOCs, timeshare loans, reverse mortgages, temporary loans, including bridge loans and construction loans, and loans from your parents or family. If one of those types of loans will work for you instead of a mortgage, you won't have to meet the new mortgage rules.
Okay, so things aren't quite as hard and fast as some people are making it sound. Pamela, thank you so much for explaining all of this. Pamela Gertz-Kabati of HouseLogic.com. There are some other loan options on the list we didn't have time for. Those are available, however, if you go to HouseLogic.com/radio. And Pamela, I take it you can follow HouseLogic on Facebook.
Yes, you can, and we hope you will.
All right. Talk to you next week, Pamela.
Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.